G'day and welcome to the Breaking Through podcast. This guest I had on almost to the date exactly 1 year ago. And you guys would have been, I want to say, the youngest people I ever had on the pod. Are you 18 yet, Mahan, from Hey So Hungry?
I am actually still 17. I turned 18 in January, but two of the crew turned 18 this year.
Like, I thought you guys are 18 this year. Like, I don't know where I thought that, but I guess that's half the group's going to be 18. As I said, has been 1 year since you came on, and I think I got you on for Cold Hands.
Yeah.
And I told you then that, like, it was easily your best track, and that's just with, you know, production, growth, and all that type of stuff, and 40K streams on a song that, you know, you're still doing in school, you're still doing schoolwork, you're focusing on, you know, all different shit. So that puts you real far ahead in terms of, you know, getting your first foot in the door.
Yeah.
What's been like the biggest holy shit moment for you guys in the past 12 months? Because you've been supporting, you've been getting streams on, you know, Triple J Unearthed, Unearthed High. Like, there's been a lot. Is there one that sticks out for you?
I feel like probably, I'd have to say personally, Pacific Avenue was one of the biggest ones for me. I've loved them for ages, and then getting to support them was like the coolest thing ever. Obviously, alongside that, like, obviously our songs getting heaps of streams is an added bonus, but yeah, playing a show with them was a highlight. That was epic. So cool.
What's that look like? Like, obviously everyone's there for Pac Ave. They're doing really well at the moment, which is great. And then you guys are the, you know, underage supports. You know, you're just finishing school or whatever and just going and supporting Pac Ave. Like, what's that do for you guys? Like, do you go to school the next day and go, miss, just supported Pac Ave, don't try and mess with me today, I'm on a high? Like, what's that look like?
It actually, like, you'd be surprised how like, separate school life and band life actually is. It is, like, people obviously know about the band, teachers and my friends at school, but it is pretty separate. Like, they don't typically coincide. But Pacific Avenue, like, the show we played with them was an all-ages show, so their crowd really got around us. And obviously it was heaps of different people, but since Pacific Avenue, like, opened for Louis Tomlinson and stuff on their tour, you can kind of see, like, their fans sort of merging. And then we got, like, a whole sort of new exposure, like a different, fully different crowd, which is so cool.
One thing that I was messaging you about a couple months ago, and I'm sure a few more fans would have followed you from that, Unearthed High. I remember, I think it was the last time I had you on as well, I was like, you guys got to go for Unearthed High next year or at the end of the year. Saw you guys got shortlisted as well. And I did message you saying I was pretty pissed off that you guys didn't even get in the final, whatever it was. Walk me through that kind of emotional roller coaster of going, you know, yeah, we're being recognized, but not to the, you know, absolute maximum that we could get. Like, how's that go for the band's mindset?
Yeah, so obviously, Triple J getting in contact with us, like, getting us to, like, say stuff on the radio and sort of, like, giving us heaps of positive feedback on our songs. I feel like that in itself is a super cool thing to have. And being a finalist was, like, a bit of an added bonus. Like, we weren't really too affected by it. Like, obviously, at the start, it's like, oh, that's a shame. Like, we weren't finalists, whatever. But it was more, like, lots of people that we got to interact with along the way that was super cool. And, like, the reviews and feedback that we got from everyone. So can't complain, really. It was good.
What was the type of feedback from Triple J that you've kind of taken on board? Or do you take it on board and go, I get where you're coming from, but, like, it's not 100% what we are? Because, like, when I look at Unearthed reviews, right, they're not really reviews. Like, they're not really anything. Like, if they went, like, great that, you know, they're listening to the song or whatever, but, like, there's nothing out of that review that you can take and put it back into your band or into your act. So when they do talk to you and let you know, what's the type of stuff that they're saying to you? Like, how much of it are they actually critiquing and going, yep, if you do this, you're well on the way?
Yeah, no, you're totally right in saying that the reviews are realistically just, hey, we're listening to your song, we, like, know that you exist type thing. It's not anything feedback wise, and we haven't got anything feedback wise from Triple J, but I think realistically that's just like a time thing for them. They don't have time to go to every band and also manage like having that. Like, if they give one band feedback, they have to give everyone feedback. That's like, that's not how it sort of works. So we haven't actually gotten anything from them in terms of how to make ourselves better. It's more just been like recognition through the Unearth High process. But yeah, I know what you mean about the reviews.
Hmm. I take note of the stars they give. You know, I think if you get like fours good, threes, like there's potential. And I don't think I've seen many fives, or I don't think they'd ever put twos or ones. Would love to see a one just to see what type of song it would be.
Yeah.
But coming into the scene now, you're obviously, you know, a few years ahead of a lot of other people. A lot of other people start when they're 18, 19, 20, start those bands.
Yep.
You're a bit earlier, which is great. Getting ahead of the pack, doing your homework, it's good. Insane to say that you know, supported Pack Ave when you were 17. That's awesome.
Yep.
But in the last 12 months since I spoke to you on the pod, lots changed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the major festivals are going down. I don't know how it is over west, but a lot of our venues are shutting down over east. People are finding it hard. I criticize Triple J a lot about the direction they're going. It can be pretty easy to go pretty negative and go, I don't really see a way forward for us.
Yeah.
What's your kind of view on it? You know, you're 17, you're in a band that's doing all right, like some really good accolades so far, but are you guys more hesitant now with what's going on? Are you going, maybe let's, you know, just go back into shows, or like, we don't need to put a timeline on any of this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, especially one thing that we had in mind, like when we turn 18, okay, that's cool. Let's go like on tour around WA, even try and get like interstate kind of thing. But with that, with everything, like things being canceled, ticket sales not like being high enough, it's super hard to get yourself out there. Like, we're happy playing shows in Perth because we're confident that we can like sell tickets with it, but it's more actually traveling with the band that's proven to be difficult, like costs, and then like a huge gamble if we're going to make anything back kind of thing, which is too hard to put pressure on right now. So it's easier to just kind of go with the flow, and we move as the industry moves kind of thing. That's what we're feeling.
So does that, like, obviously, you know, we just had Rara and Little Guilt over east, yep. Dice coming over east. But for you guys, does that mean, okay, maybe let's not think about interstate shows for 12 months or whatever, or with all this stuff going on, is it just kind of like a, you know, a wave to ride out for you guys and go, let's not try any of that stuff till it gets a little bit better. Let's stay in our, you know, comfortable spot and really build that up.
Yeah. So that's like exactly what I think we are planning on doing, getting really to a certain level here, to the point where there actually is proper demand from like other states where we feel that we're like fully ready to go, rather than just like, oh, maybe let's go see if we sell tickets. We want to have that confidence kind of thing. But if the opportunity ever like go on tour with Dice, like we played heaps of shows with the Dice Boys and even like Rara or whatever, like, if that would happen, we're not hesitant to go with them because they've already established themselves when things were a bit easier, I suppose.
Now, you're a fair bit younger than me, mate.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you're 17, still at school. I want to get your thoughts on kind of your friend group, the kind of people you're hanging out with. What's the opinion, what's the vibe of the Australian music scene with around the people your age? Are they positive? Are they, you know, pessimistic? Are they like, what's kind of the feeling you're getting?
Yeah, no, I know way too many people who love going to shows that much that even the idea of like them not being seen in 10 years isn't really a thing. I feel like my age group is super positive towards it. Everyone's like aware that things aren't going how they should be going, like in certain departments, but for the most part, everyone's positive. Everyone's still trying to go to as many shows as they can, like support as many bands as they can as well.
What do you reckon the disconnect is? Because like, obviously when, you know, 18 to 24 year olds, that's the target for festivals,
yeah.
For camping festivals and that type of stuff. You're about to enter that demographic.
Yeah.
So that's like your peak festival years and gig years, and it's good fun, but hasn't been working the last little bit. That generation just above you isn't vibing with it, isn't going. What do you think it is? Do you have like an inkling with people you talk to or things that you see and go, oh, maybe they're not doing this 100% right?
Yeah, that's a really tough one. I feel like everyone's sort of got their own individual thing, whether it's like lineups. I feel like smaller sort of lineups do better when it's just bands. Like festivals are really hard to get people down to, especially because of like money, of course, especially for young people, like keeping a stable job and then using maybe what, $200-$300 to go to a festival. Like, that's not your first thing that you're worried about if you're not fully set on a lineup. But I feel like, yeah, money and lineups is the main thing right now.
Yeah, you would have heard me talk about lineups 1,000 times. I think that's a huge factor. Do you guys still want to go to camping festivals? Like, is that something that you guys are looking forward to? Like, I remember I went to my first one when I was 19 and I was like, this is insane. Is that something that you guys look forward to?
Yeah, 100%. I've always like obviously we have some lower scale camping festivals here, like folk ones in WA that lots of people go to. It's like all ages family ones, but and then you see like ones like Splendor, everyone's looking forward to that. Like, no, that hasn't died. Like the love for those sort of festivals, or like the anticipation rather for them, hasn't disappeared.
That's good to hear, because camping festivals are one of the best things to exist, and I think that's the best way to experience music. Anticipation. Let's talk about this new song of yours, Nocturnal.
Yeah.
Give me the details. It's I remember you sent me, I can't remember what we were talking about, and you sent me the demo of this one, had a listen, and Jazz was having a really bad day, and I went, just look in our DMs, we just got sent the Hey So Hungry demo. So that cheered her up.
Legend.
But give us the details. How'd this one come about? How stoked are we for it? And is it gonna you know, go over cold hands?
I feel like personally, not even personally, I can speak for the whole band on this when I say that we all feel like it's a huge step up from Cold Hands, like, and like production quality, like enjoyment recording it, listening to it. Like, usually by the time that the song comes out, when we've recorded other songs, I'm like, I never want to listen to the song again. This time I'm like even more excited to listen to it and for other people to listen to it as well. We recorded it with Mitch again, Mitch Santiago. He's awesome. He brought his own thing to the song, killed it as he normally does. And also Geordie from Teenage Dads did the art for this one, which was really cool. And yeah, I'm super excited for it to be out.
That's cool. Like, you obviously worked, we spoke about Mitch last time, but you know, you're chatting to people in Teenage Dads, you're supporting Pac Ave, like you're doing some cool shit. How's that tracking for you know, kind of the band's track? Like, this new song just got premiered on Tops. Is it Tops on Triple J Unearthed? Yeah. So like, how's the confidence on this one?
Yeah, definitely. It's feeling really good. It's hard to say anything pre-release, obviously, but the fact that we've been noticed enough to get a first play is super, super cool. And like lots of like other things can't really talk about right now, but cool stuff that has been with this song. And yeah, especially meeting a lot of people, working with people before the song, like obviously Teenage Dads, having them to even like recognize us as a band is super cool. And we hope like pushing it a lot. Obviously, you were talking about TikTok before, getting it out there, like pushing the chorus as much as possible, like, because I feel like that's the best way to get a new audience in. We hope that people like it. It's super similar to, like, I feel like there's a certain sound that's done really well, and I feel like we've sort of got that in this song. But yeah, only one way to find out, and we'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
I've been having this chat a lot lately about kind of, and I had a recent episode and it kind of pegged my interest a bit and I want to talk about it more, is that kind of how are you guys as a band, as quite a young band as well, focusing on that, how to release? Like, are you the type of band that goes, well, in your infancy especially, just going to go single for ages, or EP coming up, or album? Because, you know, obviously putting out EPs, super expensive, album, super expensive. You need to kind of appease the Spotify algorithm as well. So like, personally, if I was an act the next 12, 18 months, I'd just be going a single every 2 months.
Yeah. No, the only reason that hasn't been happening is because that, yeah, one, money, of course. EPs are super expensive to record.
Mm-hmm.
We like the last couple of weeks promoting this song has been super, super hectic, especially with like year 12, of course, like exams. I've literally got an exam on Monday, like promoting the song equal parts trying to study. Like, it's hectic, like putting that much effort. Mm-hmm. You want the song, like recording it, put that much effort into the actual song for people not to listen to it because they don't know about it is like not what we want. We're trying to release periodically to the point where people still remember that we're like, still remember that we're a band, that we exist. And then hopefully from next year, we'll be able to push singles, EPs, and then like, then we can probably think about the Spotify algorithm, whatnot.
Man, I wouldn't even worry about EPs for a little while, especially with a lot of the acts that I'm friends with and speak to regularly. They just went, they're seeing way more success just doing singles. Obviously it would be hard for you guys because, you know, you've got year 12 and shit to do and, you know, you're going to school 5 days a week, so it'd be a little bit hard. But, you know, even, you know, 3-4 months or whatever you can do, like I feel like EPs and albums at this point in what our scene is like, I just don't think it's going to work, especially with all the money you put into it. Like it's like anything right now. Like you've got to post on TikTok consistently. You've got to post on Instagram consistently. Spotify is becoming the same thing. And that's a very expensive algorithm to appease. Yeah. So like, I wouldn't be doing EPs or albums or any of that. Obviously it's cool to put on the resume, but to weather this storm, I think just singles. And the positives from that is like you get to practice your pitching to Spotify and all your PR stuff. And then you kind of perfect that when you do get to that EP stage and that album stage, and practice makes perfect. You get that with singles, and the way that you guys are going from strength to strength in your singles, by the time you get to that EP, like that's going to be, it's like I think of the Ryans when they released their EP last year or album, whatever it was, can't remember how many songs it was. The growth from those boys was insane. And like I said to you guys last time that the growth from To Cold Hands was insane, and you reckon you've gone up again.
Yeah.
So like if you keep going on that trajectory, I reckon you'll be, you know, sweet.
Yeah, that's the only way we can do it. Keep pushing forward, never releasing anything that we feel is not equal to or better than the last thing we put out. And that's kind of the mindset we're going for right now.
How are you juggling you know, exams and music and not burning yourself out?
I feel like it'd be crazy to say that I've even remotely mastered that yet. I'm still in the process of figuring out how to do that. Like this release specifically has been like me figuring out how to like properly balance like the amount of content, amount of work I need to do to make sure Nocturnal was a good release whilst also like passing schools. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It is really hard, but it's like, that's just what I got to do. And it's not for long anymore. It's like what? Literally 4 months of my life left. That's it. Then I can grind on the band.
Are you going to uni?
Actually hoping to do an arts management course at uni. So studying what I'm doing on this.
Well, at least that'll help.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not like you're going in to study medicine and then music on the side. At least you can incorporate a lot of that stuff together. We've spoken about kind of, you know, what's happening in the scene, but as a young band, are you guys scared for the future?
I feel like we haven't thought enough about like the future to even be scared of it. Like, obviously we all want to be successful as a band. That's every band. Like no band's going in to like just do it. Everyone has like dreams of being big. I feel like the only scared thing is like how hard it is becoming to get known, sort of thing. That's really the thing. We're not actively worried about it though. It's kind of like a backburner thing that we sometimes think about, but we just gotta keep pushing. Nothing that's like fully holding us back from like doing what we're doing.
What I used to use was that's a future Brenton problem, and make sure you use that till you're at least 25.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Future haste the hungry problem.
Yeah, exactly. Let's end on a positive. Upcoming plans for you guys. You've obviously got the single. Exams as well, but then do you do like celebratory gigs or what's the go?
Yeah, we're playing a few shows with our friends center at the end of this month after exams are done. Celebratory gigs, as you'd say, push the song heaps after that. And then there's a few gigs that we haven't announced yet, but I'm sure that you'll love some of your bands that you like, that you'll see soon. We're hoping to release more music, especially after school's done. It's not long now. but that's the upwards thing that'll be happening. Yeah.
How many do you reckon you'll get out before year 12 finishes, or are you just going to have this one and then after year 12 finishes and then just kind of, you know, get that schedule going?
We'd like to say one more before year 12 finishes. I think that'll happen as well. 2 or 3 months after Nocturnal's out, we'll get back in the studio, release something, then ride that out until we can consistently release.
Yeah, I think that's good. Last question. Who's that Aussie act that, you know, you just can't get out of your head at the moment that you're just always listening to?
Noah Dylan. Always Noah Dylan. I saw him
live. Oh, that's... Yeah.
He released a new track the other day. I saw him live for possibly the 11th time the other night. Never gets old. Mm-hmm. Best guy. And I can't... I feel like after this new release he done, I'm like, can't get enough of it. So good. So good.
I haven't had the... I've had the pleasure of interviewing him, but I haven't been able to see him live, so, and you know, when it's you know, interstate stuff, it's a bit hard for me, but I'm sure I'll do it. But Mahan from Mahan from Hey So Hungry, thanks for coming on, mate. I hope the release goes well, and good luck with your exams. P's get, yep, not degrees but year 12 certificates.
That's it. Thanks for having me, man.
To keep up to date with all things Breaking Through, make sure to check out our socials.